Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Attila S. from Airtame. And Attila, good morning. And can you please tell us how to pronounce your last name?
Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity, Mark. So my name is Attila Sükrist, and I'm from Hungary.
Well, good evening in your case then. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yeah, definitely. So as I said, I'm from Hungary. I've actually started working with computers since I was 9. I've been always this kind of average student in university because I had a lot of fun projects on the side that I was focusing on. And then did a couple of startups since then, where Airtame is the latest and the greatest in that. And where I really enjoy, you know, working is the merge between hardware and software. So that's kind of my specialty in that space. So currently I'm employed in Airtame and I'm in charge of all the product development, growing the teams, researching the future of the company.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you're the CTO and co-founder of Airtame, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, very good. So what has been your experience with remote employment since you're in Hungary? I'm assuming is the company based in the US?
Yeah, we're actually pretty global. So we have two offices in the US. We have one in Copenhagen, one in Budapest in Hungary. And then we also have several people working remotely for us. So it's been quite good. We actually started with remote work quite early in our journey, where we had problems hiring developers and then started looking outside of the physical locations and managed to hire some really great guys remote.
And is most of your development done in Europe or is it done here in the US?
So primarily it's in Europe and then we have sales and marketing in the US.
So what do you think is the future of remote employment and what do you think can be done differently to make it more effective? And I would assume your product might be one of those things, right?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, I really like working remote. I think that's kind of the impression I get from pretty much everyone in the company. It helps with, you know, creating focus and making sure that there's no distractions. But it, of course, also brings some challenges on the communication side and the kind of togetherness, which I think there are some tools that can help with. And that's also what we really try to focus in the company on figuring out, you know, how to bring people more together and also get the kind of social aspect that you don't always get by being remote only.
And just out of curiosity, do you have any plans to come back to the US or you think you're going to stay in Hungary?
I'll definitely be back visiting our sites. So definitely.
But you're going to live in Hungary, stay in Hungary?
Yeah, exactly.
So we've touched on it, but why don't you tell us what Airtame does, what your product is, who your target market is, all those things.
Yeah, sure. So Airtame creates basically a hardware solution for classrooms and for meeting rooms, where we help people collaborate and communicate better together by being able to remotely share their personal devices, so their laptops and mobile phones. And we also allow people to put signage content, info screen content on those bigger displays when they're not actively being used in a meeting room or a classroom.
Very good. So how long has Airtame been in business? When did you actually start the company?
So we started the company in 2013 with an Indiegogo campaign. So quite a big crowdfunding campaign. And back then we didn't really target businesses. We were focused on consumers. We were kind of trying to replace the wireless the HDMI cables with a wireless alternative. So that's how we got started actually.
So back then, were you remote also, or were you more the everyone comes into the office type company?
We started actually being in the office and then I moved around a bit afterwards and started building out the different sites.
Oh, very interesting. So I'd be curious, the pandemic basically forced everybody in the world to go remote in March. Did that cause any challenges that you didn't expect? And did it actually help your business? Because I can see where it potentially would.
Yeah, it did. It did cause some challenges, of course, because some of our people weren't used to it. We have some of the company that are very used to it. So it basically they didn't even notice it. You know, it was just everyday life. But for some others, it was a kind of shift or a change in their work habits, you know, not having to you know, go to the office, but instead just staying home. Also, like having kids at home wasn't always easy for people. So yeah, it definitely brought some challenges, but I think we managed to solve them quite nicely.
Okay, and how big is your company? How many employees do you have?
So we're 85.
Oh wow, so you're a good size.
Yeah, yeah.
And you manage them all from there, and looks like from your living room in Hungary, correct?
Yeah, pretty much.
Interesting. So there are companies like Gabriel that help develop, build, and scale products. How important do you think that is going to be going forward? I mean, it sounds like you've already bought into the idea of do the development wherever the talent is. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that's the kind of principle that we go with, you know, try to find the best people all around. And we build that kind of trust with people that we don't need to see them in their seat, you know, in the office every day. But instead we like set some goals together, and then we strive to achieve those goals. Mm. So yeah, I think it's quite important.
Yeah. And obviously you have employees in the US and in Europe, you have employees in any other parts of the world?
No. So it's primarily US and Europe, for now, but we do have plans for Asia as well.
Oh, very good. Well, Attila, I want to thank you for your time today. It sounds like a great product. I think I'll have to check it out. And I know it's late there, so have a great evening.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mark. Same to you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.